I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Happy Vanderpump Rules Day to all of you. We can finally breathe easy because life has meaning again. We've made it through the dark months with zero Vanderpump in our lives. But if you were a patron of Sex Unique Podcast, you went on a little throwback episode journey with me where I recapped season one and season two of Vanderpump Rules. In honor of this basically holiday, I wanted to release a previously patron-only episode to the public. In it, my dear friend Edward Drosty and I watch the very first ever episode of Vanderpump Rules and recap it. Ed is a Vanderpump Rules virgin, or semi-virgin, because I'd exposed him to the show before. And I found that it was just lovely to take a trip down memory lane with some of my favorite servers. If you are interested in supporting this podcast, you can do it by visiting www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. For as little as $1 an episode, you will have access to all the season one and season two throwback episodes, as well as over 50 bonus episodes featuring yours truly and some of your favorite guests. It is a great deal. I know you all love deals. I love making content for you, and I'm so grateful to all my patrons who have made these throwback episodes possible. Please enjoy this lovely extra special episode of Sup, and head on over to www.patreon.com/sexuniquepodcast for more details on how you can become a supporter. Bye! This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Lara Marie like Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. Love it with the beat, here we go so in. Come and go with a friend, you'll be both win.
Welcome, everyone, to a monumental event, I think.
I am shocked that I get to be a part of it.
I'm excited for you to be a part of it. So welcome to Sex Unique Podcast. Doing it, we're traveling back in time and we're starting where it all began. Season one, episode one of Vanderpump Rules.
My God.
And with me is a guest that you may recognize from last season of Sup. He
loves to make deals.
He loves to make deals. He's new to the world of Vanderpump Rules, but I thought it would be appropriate to bring him back and go on this journey with me. It's Ed Drosty.
It's me. And I have to say, I'm loving being back.
I'm so happy.
And to be honest, jumping in last time like I did in the middle of a New Orleans vacation was a little bit disorienting, but I feel like I have...
You have more of a handle on it now.
And I feel, I just want to say a shout out to the people in the Facebook community, because the only reason that I started to get really excited about the show again, and I think I'm going to watch it all, guys, all six fucking seasons.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Is because the Facebook community really gives me life. And I just was like looking at the commentary on their Coachella outfits, but I didn't know who's who. I was like, who's Duty? Who's that? Like, who are these people? And I'd have to zoom in because people would be like, oh my God, the fringe is killing me. And I'd be like, well, that must be Kristen or whatever. And then I started to be like, wait, I'm really invested in this. And then another thing was when my penis moved a little bit when I saw that video from
James Kennedy.
That someone got you. And I was like, I'm horny for James Kennedy. And that was like a really, like, it just moved a little. And I was like,
it was eye-opening.
I had to look in the mirror and be like, wait.
You had a penis shiver, like a boner shiver. I had a
full penis shiver for James
Kennedy. I'm like, same. Welcome to the club.
And I didn't expect that or see that coming. But then I had a penis shiver combined with the fact that I'm obsessed with the Facebook group. And then now after seeing the first episode, I realize I'm really, really, really late to the party.
You're very late to the party.
Street, like 7 years
late. But you also really, you don't fuck with reality TV.
I don't fuck that hard with reality TV.
Like you watch Siesta Key.
And I only...
Which is a new development. Yeah. Like we've known each other, what, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
And there's been no fuckage with reality TV.
Yeah. Much very my, little. I mean, I'll watch RuPaul's Drag Race every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But even that, I like, if I miss an episode, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I know I was really into reality early on in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when Survivor came, it changed Survivor. Me. And I watched probably the first 7 seasons. I love Amazing Race.
Yeah, I knew I was going to say.
Because I love to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always like, there's got to be a faster way to get to that gate, that airport. But in terms of just, like, lifestyle reality...
It's a no for you.
Well, you know, I watched Hoarders, and Animal Hoarders was the darkest journey ever went on in my
life. Did you watch Intervention ever?
No, it scared me.
Oof, I love...
Should I go there?
I mean...
I should commit to this first, I
think.
This
first, yeah. First things first. But first, Pump Rules.
Yeah.
Like, the alpha copy.
I feel like I had another penis shiver in this first episode.
For Jax.
For Jax.
He's hot.
And I'm like... I don't remember thinking he was hot whatever episode I saw.
No, because he wasn't. He ages like a bullfrog. Like, he just gets kind of...
Wait, bullfrogs age weird?
I don't know. Well, he... like
we're just going to roll with
it. Just roll with it. Don't question it. And he just gets wider and, like, puffier.
Did he shave his nose, too, a little bit?
He's done, like, 3 nose jobs.
Someone with a big nose, don't do it.
Yeah, he just is, like, huge puffing out and getting wider. And so he... therefore gets like less and less attractive over the years.
Yeah, because I didn't feel any shivers last time.
He has like shades of hot, I think, even through, because I was like a huge Jax head, like for the first like 3
seasons. Is that what
they're
called?
I just call myself that.
A Jax head.
A Jax head. And I was like so DTF with Jax. And then even through like season 5, but then this season, he's become truly unfuckable to me. And it's all about James Kennedy now. And
that
James Kennedy is, I'm
you.
Actually, I don't even have a penis, but I'm just getting a vagina shiver.
I will shiver, shiver.
A vagina shiver.
I love that. A tremble.
I mean, having like a vaginal tremble.
We are on the fault line. We're in LA. It makes sense.
I'm like, was that an earthquake?
Yeah.
Or just my pussy tingling for James Kennedy?
Or Jack.
I wake up in
old
the middle.
Jack.
I wake up in the middle of the night. Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night for an earthquake? Do you ever feel them?
I don't ever feel them.
I
probably because I take a Klonopin before bed.
Waking up in the night feeling an earthquake, but maybe it's never been an earthquake and it's just been a pissy quake for James.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And quite frankly...
He's hot.
I remember seeing him on the show and just kind of being like, But that video he sent you that the fan got...
Yeah.
That like...
When he goes, hello, Laura.
Yeah.
I was like...
And then I was just like... Pan down, please.
Yeah.
I want to see the goods.
I bet. I wonder. So that video, I think.
I also want to know penis sizes of each one.
Yeah.
$35.
$35. So
that's
maybe to get naked, he would just double.
He probably $70. Would get into like doing what like porn stars do where you can just rent them.
Like a cam. I would love to do like a cam.
Oh, he
session.
Might even go like for like $350 or $400. He might even just be like, fine, I'll fuck you.
Maybe we should crowdfund. And see if how much it would
how
cost
much it
James
takes,
Kennedy
how
to
much
just
it,
do a cam, like just a jerk off.
No, to fuck. You get to have street sex, but he gets to fuck me. So we see
separate.
We have to do. Yeah,
wait,
not
what's
together.
The deal? What's the deal?
Well,
I need you to.
I can't make a deal because this is all. The deal is I'll give you a really good lay, James. No, but we have to see how what he's willing to do. Like, what's it going to take to just fuck a fan who's a woman?
Well, and James, how, you
don't, what's it going to take to go gay?
You don't know this about James. Probably not much to go gay because he's had like a gay storyline this season. He has like a friendship with this guy, Logan, and their friendship is very complicated. Logan's gay and he's in love with James and they kind of kiss and like nuzzle each other. But then there was this whole episode where
nuzzle.
people were like, Logan's saying that he and you had sex, like blah, blah, blah. And then they had to have this like public phone conversation where Logan said, he was like, I was lying. I was making it all up. But you could tell
there's like a gun to his head.
Yeah, you could tell that James like said it. And then James cried.
Oh,
he like wept. And so
and
it's
Logan
very
out?
Call Me By Your Name. It's very torture affair between James and Logan. So what I'm saying is that James would probably fuck you.
Yeah. And you know, it's so easy for if you're like trying it out the first time to just be at the top.
Should we say like James? All he has to do is come over to your house because you have two bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in the guest room.
Mm-hmm.
So first he can come and have sex in the guest
room. Well, wait. Well, then he has to shower. I don't want your like juice on me.
Ew.
Do you want my butt on you?
No, that's what I said. That's what I said. He comes into the guest room first.
Well, it's the same for me.
Well, yeah, but like that's implied that there would be like a shower, at least a wipe down in between. So James comes in the guest room, we fuck, and then he can go upstairs where you'll be waiting.
But he can't come with you because he needs to
with me.
No, I mean, he can't come back to back. Then it's like we have to wait a few hours.
You know what?
We're going to have brunch with him?
Yeah. I think we could just
have we'll cook him brunch. That's the deal.
Yeah, okay. That's
There's
a great
deal. I'll make it really good.
So
Farmer's market.
So the deal is James
from
has
Otto Lengi, the cookbook. I love it.
James has to Uber himself or drive himself to...
I'll get that. I'll cover it.
Okay. So your Uber and transportation
your
to Ed's house is covered.
Yeah, it's all covered.
And once you get to Ed's house, you first immediately have to walk in and fuck me.
Yes.
Yeah.
You fuck Lara first.
You fuck me first. And then...
I'm like, low-key, like, I can, like, hear through the door a little bit.
Yeah, that's fine. You can't
I
open
start
the
prepping the brunch...
You start prepping your,
while you're fucking.
While we're fucking.
Yeah, and it's going to be good.
And it's going to be really good.
Like premium ingredients.
Can we have French toast for me? I would love that.
I hate French toast, but for you, sure.
Thank you. Okay. So while we're fucking for like 30 to 45 minutes, you're making food. Then we come out.
To refill the jizz.
Yeah. So we all eat together and we say, oh my God, this is crazy, but we're doing this. And like, and then we can kind of like laugh about
and
our
sex.
And
then he's literally like, it is worth it when you taste the
and
meal
then,
I made.
Then we're all eating and we get refueled. Then I help clean up and
you
take
clean.
A nap. Yeah. And then James goes
upstairs
with you.
Yeah.
Fucks you.
Just fucks my brains out.
And then we
I get him an Uber back.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll do the like the SUV.
An Uber SUV.
Those are expensive, yeah.
Okay, this is a really good deal.
This is a really good deal,
and I think
James.
It's the first of many deals for this episode.
I don't even think Simon would be mad.
Yeah.
My
What's
boyfriend.
To be mad about?
He would be like, fine, this is a logical deal.
Mm-hmm.
You and Lara are experiencing something together, which he would appreciate. And then we could compare notes.
Yeah.
And then
he needs to
like,
leave right after he fucks you, though, right? So we can just like download.
Yeah, like
we don't want to full linger. We don't want to have any time to question the decisions we just made. We just want him out of our lives so that we can continue.
You're gonna
to
have
all.
A brunch to question the decision you made.
I'm gonna have a brunch and a cleanup, which I don't love.
That's
for
a little
me.
Bit of a well. You want
but
to go first?
You know, I'm not.
I'll go first.
I'm not paying for any of the deals, so it's fine.
I'll go first. I don't mind.
Okay. Well, whoever goes first, the other person.
I'm not gonna feel bad about it.
I like cooking brunch, so I'm fine to cook if you're down to clean.
Sure.
And you can't say anything about, you can't complain about having to clean.
No, I would not in front of James Kennedy, never.
This is a great deal.
It's a really good deal. Well, you don't know who you're going to get to cook, but I swear to God, James, we're both super hottie patatis.
Mm-hmm. We're DTF. I've gotten great reviews. I can give you referrals.
I can give you referrals
to people that I
can
who
show
can
you a Rolodex of premium
and
goods
you know
I've
what
had.
Is a bonus about me is I'm down with guys' assholes. And so we can like service that department too. If that's something he's looking for.
You never know.
All I ask
you
is,
do love a strap-on.
I love a strap-on.
You love to eat.
I love an eat, but it needs to be like a clean.
Right.
Obviously. Yeah, but
so
like,
there's a shower before you and a shower after you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of showering. Bathing,
but like we can make it happen.
Douches aren't that expensive.
Yeah.
And some are, but
So,
this is a really fucking good deal. It doesn't have anything to do with the first episode.
It has nothing to do with the first episode because James is not in this show until the end of season two.
When I walked in and realized he wouldn't be there after my shiver, I was bummed. But then I was wrapped into what a fucking psycho Stassi is.
Yeah. So let's get into the episode because there's a lot to unpack here. It starts out with Lisa and Ken walking into Sir. And
is Ken mask?
Ken is... What?
Her husband, like, mask. Oh,
yeah. I thought you meant
Ken. Have
you
anyone seen
mask,
the movie
like
with Eric Stoltz
Femme
from the late 80s? I think he looks like mask.
Oh, like, not like the mask Jim Carrey.
No.
Like the elephant man?
Yeah, like, the disfigured man. Like, his face looks melted, like, all fucked up. This isn't a shaming or thing.
Ken
about
just,
it.
Just Ken. Well, he's old.
Yeah, but that's like plastic surgery, just like. Like sagging? I don't know what it is.
He's just an old British guy.
Okay.
So they walk into Sir, and it's kind of the first introduction that you ever have into this like sexy, unique restaurant.
It's really unique.
Lisa says that Villa Blanca is where you take your wife, and Sir is where you take your mistress.
Mm.
And then we have the opening credits, which have always been like a lull for me because it like has
have they
everyone.
Changed a lot?
They've changed a lot over the years because they've added new cast members and stuff.
And the plastic surgery.
And it's like all slow motion of them like turning around and like spilling drinks. Which is like
throwing raspberries.
Like throwing
or something.
Raspberries and just like slinging their cocktails
just, like,
around.
Petals, like,
which feels like not the right move for like restaurant servers.
No.
But they do it nonetheless. And Sheena especially looks like the devil in her thing. She's like...
What's her move? Is she flower petal thrower?
No, she's like... It's like... I think begins with Stassi and Sheena. And Sheena's kind of in the back. But she just is like... The angle that her face is down and her hair is like blowing in a weird direction. And it's just like... It's a bone chiller.
I just... The girls really chill me.
Yeah, the girls are especially chilling. Stassi says that Stassi talks differently in the first season of the show than she does now in the show.
That's news to me because I don't really remember.
Yeah, so her.
But I do remember her being a fragile mess, and she's just a psycho bitch in this one.
Yeah, so like the affect to her voice, like she talks like very like she's like everyone at Sir wants to be like a. I can't do it. It's like. She just has like a very different lilt to the way she speaks, and it's all like really enunciated and like.
That's later or now?
No, that's now, and then she's more relaxed. She can't keep it up forever, but it's very like she's put on this kind of like mean girl persona, and I'm just like, anyways, but. So Stassi says everyone at Sir wants to be like waiters or wants to be writers, actors.
And she says everyone
directors.
In the city wants to work
and then
at
she
Sir.
Says everyone at every other restaurant wishes they were a waiter at Sir, which is like not true.
Wait, we need to talk about Courtney. We'll get there. Courtney doesn't give a shit.
No one. When I watched this the first time, I was like, I had been to Sir once just for like a random birthday party. I had no idea that
whose
like
birthday. Who
it
would
was
take
some,
you there?
This okay, so this girl that I met, it was this girl that I met that worked at the Tom Ford store in Beverly Hills. Oh. And one day I went into the Tom Ford store and was like trying to like browse around the makeup. And then we kind of struck up like a lol conversation. And then she was like, we exchanged numbers and she's like, come to my friend's birthday party. Like, it's Sir. And so I was like, okay.
I was like, this person couldn't be in your life.
No, she's not like in my life at all. And so I went to Sir and I was shocked because I was like, the waitresses here are wearing like clubbing outfits, like they wear like little purses like and like dresses, and it struck me as odd. And so we had some drinks at Sir, and then she's like, I'll give you a ride home. And I was like, okay. And she drove me to my apartment, and then she just started talking about like her boy problems and like her life problems.
This is your first hang?
This is her first hang.
That was her birthday party.
No, it was her friend's birthday party.
Oh.
And she drove me back and then her car was running. She like left the battery on and just was talking to me and talking to me. And I kept being like opening the door being like, okay, like... Thank you. Like, thanks
you're
so much.
Trying to transition out.
I was trying to transition out of the conversation, but she was not having it. She like kept roping back
the
in.
Grip.
45 minutes went by and then her car ran out of batteries. Yeah. And so then I had to wait with her to get.
What's her name?
Her name is Sarah, I think.
With an H?
I think so. But what's the kicker is I had just had enough by the battery run out and I was like you should call AAA, but like I need to go. So I didn't wait with her for like the
I don't
people
blame
to come.
You.
I was like, this is over. And then I never hung with her again. It was
I would have cut it off after 10 minutes.
I can't do like a long extended
ew.
Hey, like talk about a stranger's problems.
No, in a car too, like, which is also like you're so trapped.
Yeah, it's like talking in monologue at me about your problems. Like I'm like, we don't know each other.
Yeah.
I would never feel comfortable doing that to someone.
Someone recently did that to me who's now really, really famous, and I'm not gonna say who it is. But they just spoke at me for like 45 minutes, smoked a joint, told me all about their past. And I was just like,
it's crazy.
I took one hit and was like, oh my God, I can't handle this. And then I was just sitting there and I was just like, ooh, whoa.
You're like, wow.
And I was like, you really, really talk fast. Anyways, Laura just found out who it is. She cut it out.
Yeah, I'm cutting it out. Sorry.
But he's a beloved person.
Yeah.
Everyone loves him.
Love and light.
Loves to talk.
And I think that Sarah from Tom Ford was great too, but like it just was not for me.
Did you get a deal out of it?
No,
Speaking of deals, I
thought I was gonna get a deal, which is why I stuck around.
I know
for so
you
long.
And you definitely were you were like this person doesn't truly love me, but you were like, I might get like a 30% discount.
I was like, if I get a discount on some lipstick, I'm in. Tell me all about like whatever guy you're dating.
I know that was you were like, sure, I'll come to the birthday dinner.
I know. And then I realized that I was not going to get any deals. In fact, I was giving a deal.
You gave a
really. I gave a lot of huge deal. And Kristen, then this is so the beginning. I remember the first time I watched this and seeing everyone's delusion, like Stassi saying like that everyone wishes they could work at Sir. And then Kristen has like a talking head moment where she's like, we're all really good looking. Sorry. Oh,
yeah.
And I was like.
And I looked at her straight in the eyes.
I was just literally
was like, no.
No.
You're like, not good looking.
No one on the show, aside from Jax, I think, was like hot to me. Like none of the women.
Maybe Sheena in a
you
really.
You thought Sheena was the hottest. You well,
of
said.
Of the girls. Yeah, I was like.
You're
I was like
she's
I was,
so pretty.
She's the prettiest one in a very generic, like so much mascara.
Do you think she looks like Britney Spears?
She does.
She thinks that.
I mean, I don't even think Britney Spears is that pretty. So,
but do you think that Sheena looks like Britney Spears?
Not
I
really.
Think that
I mean, a little bit maybe with the blonde. If it was blonde, I could see it.
So we get.
Oh God, that we'll I get know. To that session.
We
later.
Get a little moment of Kristen like waiting tables, and this is something that the show does a lot, where it shows them like working in the restaurant
because
the show
so
is
hard.
Like propaganda for Lisa's restaurants,
of course,
and. But like what's shocking to me is like I marvel at how much they love shots to this day because they're all like in their mid to late 30s and they're constantly taking shots. But what I realize is that their
I
love
noticed-
of shot, they've been loving shots since day one.
Yeah.
Kristen's waiting tables and they put in a drinks order and she's like, cool, let me know if you want some shots to like round that out. And it's like, no, we're at dinner. I'm like, we're at dinner right now. Like we
did
I
she say that to the customers?
She said it to the customers.
Because I noted halfway through the episode, I was like, God, they really like their shots.
They
like,
love their shots.
Which is so, shots just confuse me.
Like, shots really confuse
because
me.
Because it's like, if you're going to.
Shots to me seems like.
Truly, like it's like you hate
I
the taste
get,
of alcohol and you just want to get it over with and you just want to get plastered and puke.
You want to get fucked up. Like that's what a shot means to me. And so if I'm in a situation now where I feel like I want to take a shot, it means that I don't like the place that I'm in. I'm like, I'm not having fun and I would rather just like dose myself than have to like deal with this. And so then I usually just leave.
If people offer me a shot, I'll just take the shot and I'll put it in a beer glass, mix it with soda water and add a lemon. Which we did in Oklahoma City.
Drinks, yeah.
It's a good side story. I love to troll people.
You love a troll.
I love a shot turning into a drink.
Yeah. Like a last call.
Last call, making shots them stay
only,
open.
And shots then only. You say, I'll have a shot and a glass of ice and a lemon, and then you just turn it into a drink.
Yeah.
But like
which I did too.
But their love of shots is like, I guess in this instance, like not confusing, because I'm like, well, I guess you guys are still like young and like naive, but like now it's like, wow, you've just lived this lifestyle forever. Like, you just love shots.
Well, shots are just trash.
I just don't know a lot of people that love shots.
Because they are, people that love shots generally are trashy as fuck. I'm just going to make that general blanket statement. Because I don't know anyone that really loves shots. Every once in a blue moon, someone's like, shots! And they'll just like scream and you're like, and you're like, like, you know, it happens.
Every once in a while, it's like, it maybe I'll take a shot of tequila. Or like, I mean, the last shot I took was at a sexy unique meetup where I took a shot of whiskey that was completely ill-advised. And
ooh, a whiskey shot.
I know. At the end of the night, a whiskey shot on top of like 40 different kinds of alcohol. So I truly thought I was going to die from a hangover the next day. And then I have not taken a shot since and probably won't for another 2 years.
Shot, yeah.
So they love shots it, are just not for
and
me,
every
but
character.
They're a very Vanderpump thing and across the board.
Does Sheena like them?
Sheena doesn't really drink that much.
That's what I was catching.
Yeah. So Sheena is the new girl, and everyone knows about her affair with Eddie Cibrian.
It was new to me. I Googled him. He's pretty cute.
He's cute. But so Eddie was dating or was married to Brandi Glanville, who was a character on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And another reality show I've never watched.
Yeah. And so Sheena and Eddie had a 2-year long affair where Sheena claims to have not known who Eddie was or that he was married or anything.
I got to say, I was really rooting for Sheena during the whole first episode because she was being treated like garbage. Even during a recording session, I was just like, whatever. I mean, if someone's offering you a free chance, you do it. But then when she was trying to be like, I had no idea. I had no idea. I had no clue. He told me. What was her excuse?
She's like, he said he was getting separated. Yeah. And
he broke my heart.
Yeah.
She said, for
2 years, I just didn't know. Yeah. Like, didn't even care.
But I'm like, who cares?
It's a who cares, for sure.
Because I'm like, that's the thing where I'm like, okay, you're lying.
It has no effect on your ability to do the job.
You're lying, and it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
But also, I'm like, why are you so upset? Stassi's just looking for a dumb-ass reason to hate her, and that's the only thing she can figure out.
Yeah. And it's
which
like,
is perplexing to me.
And obviously, it's like, Stassi's very jealous of Sheena. Like, it's clear from the dynamics of the females in this episode, it's clear that Stassi is like the ruler of everyone. Like,
I feel like, and I don't know, that changes a lot.
Oh, it changes a lot. Yeah. It comes and goes in waves, and there's like a whole roller coaster of like shit that happens. But like,
is Duty ever on top?
No. She's which never on top.
I would have called that from episode one.
I like that you called her Dute.
I don't know how to say it.
Dottie. But like, so Stassi says she's lost all respect for Sheena. And
I love that coming from her.
I know.
Respect.
And Sir, just as a side note, like the interior of Sir, it looks like shit. Like the chair covers specifically are like just like really like flimsy velvet. Like,
I think it's like canvas, maybe?
No, that's like velvet, but it's like really saggy. It looks like old testicles on the chairs. And like
everything's the interior is
like
distressed.
Yeah, it's like fake distressed, like shabby, chic glam.
It's truly an Ed Hardy outfit as a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's just like,
it's like Edna Hardy. Like, Edna, it's like a feminine Ed Hardy.
It's a feminine Ed Hardy.
Yeah.
Like bejeweled crosses kind of
thing.
Yeah,
like floral bejeweled fake distress. It's like everything's made like a pillar that is supposed to look like old, like a thousands years old. It's really just like styrofoam.
It's literally garbage.
Yeah,
so much wood with like pink chipping, but not.
Yeah, but like there's was never painted. It's just like a plastic. Jax and Stassi have been dating for 2 years, and then we get a glimpse at like Kristen and Tom Sandoval's relationship, and Kristen says the hottest guy at Sir is Tom Sandoval.
I beg to differ.
And then
Tom Sandoval. And that hair Are we jumping out of sequence? Do we do things chronologically?
You can jump ahead and it's whatever.
Tom Sandoval's tantrum
about
Hairspray.
Mm-hmm.
So at first I was like, okay, like he's got a cute bod. Like he's like his face is fine. But like once I heard him say, oh, it sucks.
Yeah.
Like 10 times we were like, ugh! Hey man, it's not the right, doesn't have the right hold. If it says moldable, I can't wear it or whatever.
Like, I can't work with that.
Yeah, I can't work with that.
It just sucks.
And then suddenly I was just like, oh my God, you are like, and then also, bringing it back to the interiors, this is something I noted the first time I came on the show, is that for me, this show is like being stuck in like, oh, it's Edna Hardy. Meets like a condo that is used once a year by someone or something.
A timeshare.
Like a timeshare. It's like every interior triggers me on so many levels. It's like carpet, horrible chaise lounges, nothing personal, bad art, bejeweled crosses.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and then a tantrum about Hairspray, and then you're like, you don't even have like an ounce of taste anywhere.
No.
Except for your abs.
Taste has left the building.
You got abs.
You're hot, kind of.
Yeah.
But that's it.
That's it.
Peter Doody's breaks down.
Not. I mean, Dottie.
Doody.
Fuck, Doody.
I know, it's hard. It took me years to learn how to say it.
Doody.
Peter breaks down, like, all the relationships, and something I didn't realize until rewatching this episode is that he and Katie hooked up at one point.
Who's Peter again?
Peter's the guy with the ponytail.
Oh, yeah. And easy to forget.
Yeah, very forgettable. But like, so I knew he and Stassi dated before she dated Jax, and I'd known that connection, but I did not know that he and Katie had had like sexual relations prior to her getting with Schwartz.
Yeah.
So that just like blew my mind as a side note.
I mean, they all fucked each other.
Yeah, they've all fucked each other.
I wonder if any of the guys have like low-key beached each other.
Well, later on, we find out that Jax had like a weird kind of like homoerotic relationship in Florida with like this guy who comes back in and like it's a whole thing. But I don't know.
So everyone's a little bit fluid?
No, I don't think anyone's like outwardly fluid. I don't think any of the guys have hooked up with each other, but I think that Jax has had like homosexual
feelings
moments in his past. Like,
and so is James.
He does so much coke that I think that when you do coke and you're a guy and you do tons of coke, you eventually jerk another guy off. Like,
it's just,
yeah, like you, like after a certain
wait, did you not hear about high sexuals?
What?
It's a new thing.
What's a high sexual?
It's straight guys that claim that they're just like, when they smoke a lot of weed, they get feelings for men. It's, I read a whole article about
wait,
it.
Wait, this is, I'm just like,
yeah,
I just came.
I know.
Like, what?
Yes, high sexuals. You can Google it. I mean, I don't think there's, it came from a Reddit thread, but then someone picked it up and went with it.
That's what I'm looking
and
for.
And then they're literally also, it's so funny because they're like, but then when I'm not high, I'm like, God, it's nothing, gross. But when I'm high, it's like, oh, yeah. Like,
oh, my God.
Like I'm a dick in my mouth or whatever.
A high sexual boyfriend.
I know, because you always want to have that threesome with two guys.
All I want is just a bisexual, high sexual.
Well, you know about your pegging journey if people listen to Babe.
I know. People know.
People know.
I'm in the market.
You're in the market.
Do you
Are
know
there
anyone?
Any high sexuals out? Well, they're probably not the demo. They're listening
they're
to
not
us.
My demo. I'm like, weirdly, doing podcasts is not the way I think I'm going to meet a bisexual man of my dreams, but I can put it out into the universe and then maybe
you never know, though.
You never know.
Mostly just women and gay men.
You actually do never know.
You never know. I love that. I love that about life.
I love that.
I don't even know what's happening in like an hour.
No, because you know what? You never know.
You never know.
The uniforms are truly awful.
Ooh. It's
and
like,
this is when they had, I actually do have like a soft spot in my heart for the handkerchief label? Dresses. I like them. I think they're like slutty
you
and
like
sexy.
The little see-through kind
I
of.
I like the see-through because they're so, I can't imagine having to work in that dress. Like go to work and be like, I have to do my job, but also I'm wearing something that like doesn't adequately cover my body and it would make me feel unsafe. And I love
Can
that.
Can you explain to me something? Because I thought they were going to work in those weird dresses where they can't wear bras.
Mm-hmm. They do.
So then what's the, why the uniform if they can go in other outfits to work?
There's two different outfits. There's the handkerchief dress and then there's like the long sleeve like shirt dress that
there's
looks
one
like the
that
wine
they all
label.
Look the same
yeah
they're all black with that.
Yeah mm-hmm.
And then there's the ones
and then
where
there's
no
dress
bra
where it's like paisley but different colors
and Stassi's tits are flopping around.
Yeah, everyone's tits are, but the rest of them are like so thin and with no tits that you don't really tell.
Deal with it.
And Lisa's just like, that's what makes it sexy and unique here.
Lisa is a, her.
Her aesthetic is beyond.
Her house.
It's a journey.
I mean, even her wine glasses have fake gold Edna Hardy type prints on the side.
That's Lisa's whole vibe.
It's just so crazy to me that like eventually you think someone will come along and be like, hey, like you have a lot of money, like check out, like even just like go to West Elm or something. Like,
they're like, hey,
try Restoration Orbeez, just try something basic, we'll start you off with the basics.
No,
you don't even need like chic, like vintage, like mid-century furniture, like,
but you know what,
start you off with like a simple,
I think the stuff that she gets is really expensive.
Oh yeah, because people make money off of people with bad taste.
But like, it's just, it's shocking to me,
those wine glasses, who knows, what if it's real gold?
Like really, really wealthy people that like, it's like you have no control.
The story of LA.
Yeah. You have no control over the way a wealthy person like spends their money or like expresses their taste.
Even with the Kardashians, don't you feel like they've evolved with some taste?
Yeah, totally. Like, I feel like they're chic.
They started
off. Some are chic, some are not still. But
they
like,
started, I mean, I haven't really watched a ton of that either, but they started like kind of in an Edna Hardy territory.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
I feel like they've transitioned
along.
Into
yeah.
a lot
it's
of
it's been
like,
a real high fashion.
They like discovered what like expensive art is.
Yeah.
But Lisa's just like, hmm?
Lisa's like, who cares? She like yeah. loves like, just gaudy, cheap looking, expensive shit.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand personally.
Get it, it all looks cheap.
Yeah.
And it makes sense that everyone wants to go eat at Tarte.
A faux distress. A faux distress is like, gives me an anxiety attack.
I hate a faux distress.
Yeah.
And I've always hated my whole life. As a baby gay to an older gay, if it's not an authentic distress, like a vintage piece,
yeah.
No. I even knew as a teen when I saw those Diesel jeans with the little like piss stain yellow on it with like rips in it. I was like, that's not a thing for me.
I've never seen you do a ripped jean.
I won't. I won't. And you will never.
I love that.
I haven't worn a jean in a long time.
You have not.
God, I used to wear jeans all the time. Gotta lose a little weight.
Stassi.
Don't let James Kennedy know that.
Stassi and Jax are fighting about Sheena. And like, what's crazy about Stassi and Jax's relationship, like through the years and now where we are in like season six of the show, is like Jax is such an asshole to like the women he dates, and he does not care about them. But Stassi owns Jax in a way that like we never see him like get owned by a woman again. Like she truly like,
are they still together?
No, he's with this other girl Brittany, and he's like cheated on her, and it's like a whole drama, and like he treats her like shit, and she just kind of takes it. But like Stassi literally just like cracked the whip on Jax all the time, which is like, it's interesting to go back in time and
she
see
says
that dynamic.
I am the devil.
Yeah, don't you forget it.
Don't you forget it. And the thing that I think is from the community on Facebook, which I read, is that generally it's known that Jax is a complete douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say in this first episode, and I said, stopped in the middle, I said, it's weird. Jax is coming across as like relatively sane, like
yeah.
not like a full on like mess, crazy, like psychotic. I mean, he's pretty cheesy with that waitress, which we'll get to.
Yeah, but you don't see him like,
but you're like, you're kind of cheesy, but you're not like full-fledged.
No, he's not full douche yet.
Whatever your aged bullfrog vision is.
Yeah, no, not yet. Katie says that her biggest aspiration
is really forgettable in the first episode.
She wants to own her own record label, which I'm like, excuse me?
Record stop?
I'm like,
and scratch.
Did anyone, do you think anyone ever told her like the way to owning your own record label is probably you won't get closer to that goal if you're working at a restaurant?
Well, you got to make money somehow.
I know, but like you could work at a record label. Like you could try an intern and then get a job at a record label, and then you work your way up in the system. That's probably going to ensure that you get closer to that goal as opposed to just working at Sir.
I'm going
to
go out on a limb.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to guess that she just says that because it makes her seem maybe a little bit more cool.
No, I mean...
Or is this an ongoing thread where she's like, God, I'm still working on that record label, season two.
She no longer has anything, like, any ties. Does it ever come up again? No, but her Instagram handle is Music Kills Kate. Oh. So she just loves music.
Maybe the producers just don't like that side of her, but they love that for Sheena.
They love it for Sheena. Me. And then Katie's necklace that she's wearing like that huge metal, like bird necklace thing, which is a wild.
Everyone's wearing oversized, absurd jewelry.
Yeah. The jewelry is real bad.
And I also just don't understand. It's like, all right, you guys are trying really hard to be skinny and cute. Why cover up your clavicle?
Yeah.
That's a sexy part.
They love a statement necklace, though.
I know, but it's covering up part of like the cutie part about like when you lose a lot of weight.
Yeah.
When you get to like show some like bones and angles. Instead, they're like, let me put on this 30-pound like fucking ball and chain. Like,
they've never known how to dress. I mean, her specifically. And now we get to see it. And she kind of looks better because she is so skinny that you just forgive these things. But she's always had like terrible fashion.
Which Katie.
Yeah.
But so did Stassi. That pink onesie was like,
yeah, it's all very bad.
That one triggered me as well.
The best part about like the first quarter of this episode is just getting to know all of their like ambitions and what drives them. Because
fame,
you see that nothing of substance drives that. Like, yeah, it's all just fame. And so Sandoval, like, there's a cutaway to him talking to Jax. He's like, Jax, like, what time is your show? And he's like, 10 p.m. Headlining, bro, the Viper Room, which is like hasn't been relevant in decades. And
since River Phoenix died.
Yeah. And then it cuts to Sandoval and he's like, I want to be famous, but like not Michael Jackson famous, but like still like, but, and it's like at this point, I remember watching this for the first
time.
Where
were you?
I was at my apartment in West Hollywood.
The old one
that
I saw?
My old apartment in West Hollywood.
Francesca Palace.
Yeah. Very Vanderpump adjacent. And
did you have wall-to-wall carpeting?
No, I had faux hardwood floors and like a cottage cheese ceiling. And I remember... I've upgraded. But I remember being in my apartment, like watching the show and just being like, what the fuck are these people on? Like, what kind of delusion levels are you at if you're literally in earnest talking about, like, you're going on a show being like, I want to be famous, like, not maybe like Michael Jackson, but like, and it's like, it just blew me away. I just didn't know. I knew that existed, but I didn't know that people...
But you love reality TV. Isn't everyone on reality TV kind of like this?
Not like this. Everyone on reality
TV... Just the key gets close.
See, but the thing is about, I had never seen a show... I'd seen a ton of reality TV shows, obviously, and like love it. But like, I had never seen a show where people outwardly talked about like, yeah, I want to be famous. Like, yeah, that's my goal. Like, of course that is their goal, but you don't say it because that's like insane.
That's how stupid they are.
And that's how silly and stupid they were, is that they just outright were like, they could be guided into an I want to be famous soliloquy. And it just like blew me away.
And what's really sad about it is that they're still not really that famous.
No. They're niche famous.
And like meanwhile, millions of other reality shows come along, like The Bachelor and all these other things, cover People Magazine, gossip columns, everything's talking about it. Not a lot of talk about Sandoval.
But in...
Do I see him in touch? Nope.
No, but it's they're famous in like... Weirdly, I feel like Vanderpump Rules really appeals to like intellectual circles where it's like people need to like... speak on it and talk about it a lot to like process it.
You think there's other communities like yours?
Oh yeah. I mean, that's like the whole basis of everything I do, is that there's like...
But I mean, based off Vanderpump Rules, there's like other Facebook groups out there that are also discussing how insane it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that there's tons of people that discuss...
Have you reached out to these people? Have you connected circles?
I've connected with a lot of pump heads. Like...
And there's other podcasts? Well,
there are other podcasts.
Those that shall not be named.
Yeah, but there are other podcasts about Vanderpump Rules, definitely.
Oh my God.
But like, there, I mean, it's something that people feel like a great need to talk about. And like, the community that I've found of like fellow lawlers and like genius.
Shout out to Hillary.
I say that this show is a show for geniuses because it truly is just like, oh my fucking God. Like, we need to talk about this. It's like so culturally relevant and like brings up so many questions. Like, but it's just interesting It just never stops. It never ceases to amaze.
I just like watching how it transformed me from not interested
to now very interested to dick
first,
shivers
to dick shivers to first episode shocking introductions. I wish the interiors would just slow down a little bit, but that's not going to happen.
They're never going to slow
but
down.
But I want to see already the second episode. I saw the preview tagline about gay pride. I want to see what these idiots do at gay pride.
Yeah, I know. It sucks you in.
I'm in.
So,
guys, I'm in.
Oh, so they're all counting tips at the end of the night of their
shift.
That
was a big scene.
And Guillermo really says that he wants them to sell the specials. Like, that's how they make money at the restaurant, blah, blah, blah.
I thought it was booze.
I guess not. And then Katie gives advice that's like, just talk about the food like you're talking about sex. And like, it's so like mouthwatering and tender. And like, then people will buy the specials. And Lisa trolls Stassi for being lazy.
Stassi
sucks. I mean,
she maybe has changed and
not that wrong, much.
But I want to start just like a dedicated group about how much Stassi sucks.
Like, it is unreal. Like, seeing her.
And
like,
I'm actually the delusion is just unbelievable.
The delusion is on another level.
She kind of knows it too. She knows it.
And she's performative. Like, I can see her. I can see elements of her that's like performative, like playing into like, I'm going to be the villainous kind of character, or I'm going to be like the mean girl and play it up. But it's also like, she just takes pride in being awful. And like, I've never loved people like that. Like, I think that they're fun to watch.
You're like, generally speaking, they're like not many really good friends or awful people.
I'm like, not for me, but like,
don't you think part of it is, we all know, and I don't want to shatter anyone's reality here in reality TV shows, that it is partially scripted.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering whether they were just like, you're a mean girl this episode.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it was like, you're the mean girl. Like, you're the one.
I feel
one.
Like you're probably getting a more accurate portrayal of them now than you are in the first episode where they're all like, I've got my role.
No, I mean, I think that they're way more like, what's funny about kind of the setup for the show and where the show begins and where it coincides with where they're at in their lives is like, Stassi's on the younger side of the cast at this point. She's probably like 24, 25, maybe 23. Like, she's young.
She's
here.
Old.
I know. And the rest of them are like in their early 30s. So they're,
but she's
like,
all like, I've been dating Jax for like 5 years or whatever.
No, she and Jax have been dating for 2 years.
Okay. I was like, are you
so years? Jax is like 34, I want to say, maybe, or 33. Kristen's like 32 or 31. Like, they're all like failed model actors that are like at the end of the line. Like, it's
end
like
of the line.
You know what I mean? Like, they're about to have to really make a decision of like, am I going to move back to Michigan or am I going to like,
yeah,
what am I going to do?
Bravo came along and saved them.
And then Bravo comes along and saves them, but they're so desperate for like this show to be a thing that they don't hide whatever, anything about themselves. No. They like fully buy in and go for it, which is what makes it so great, is because you get this like raw look at their heinously dark lives.
Oof.
And it's
and
just like
cottage cheese ceilings are everywhere.
So many cottage cheese ceilings. So when they're talking about pooling tips, Sheena has this whole thing about not wanting to pool her tips. And then Stassi,
because of the other, what's the other restaurant called?
Villa Blanca.
She's which like, apparently Blanca, now has the
we
worst
work for
food.
Ourselves. And here we like work. Yeah, Villa Blanca is bad. It used to be good, but now it's like really bad.
I haven't tried any of them, but I need to go now.
Yeah, you're going
to
need to
go. Now that I'm a pump head.
Hey. Kristen, and also the best too is Kristen being like, well, sir, really depends on like weather. She's like, it's really like weather dependent when people, and I was like, what weather? Like, we're in LA, like, it's literally the same weather every single day.
Every day
is the same, maybe a 5-degree difference.
We don't really get tips.
It's really, it's just mostly about weather here. And it's like, Villa Blanca and Sir are also like 1.6 miles away from each other. So the weather is not like differing from Beverly Hills to West Hollywood.
But I thought she was trying to make a claim that Sir had more of like an outdoor space journey.
It doesn't, really.
You've been. I can't speak to him.
Everyone,
you were just at Sir.
Yeah, I was just there.
2 days ago? 3 days ago?
2 days ago.
How was the food?
It's fine. Nothing to write home about.
Nope.
But nothing to complain about.
Oh, well, that's fair.
Yeah.
Fair to Lisa and her chefs.
Everyone hates Sheena. And then Stassi.
The guys don't.
The guys don't. The guys are kind of.
They're like, you want a drink? Like, welcome to the club.
Yeah. Jax is just being like nice and like amiable to Sheena, which is like.
I'm really into Jax's kind of crooked nose. I'm sad that it goes away.
I know. He was hot.
That was hot.
Yeah. I love a big crooked nose on a guy.
Look at me.
I love a big nose.
Well, James Kennedy's in for some.
Mm-hmm.
Yum, yum.
Stassi's like. This is a really tight-knit group at Sir that, like, the thing of what we do here is, like, we help each other out. She's like, if people want to smoke, we help them out. And we, like, let them go smoke. It's like, she's basically saying, like, people here don't want to do their job. Yeah. So when they want to get out of doing their job, we allow that.
Was that when she had a couple of quips? She was just like, no.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. Yeah. And it's not happening.
Yeah. Sheena's like, well, it was just a suggestion. Saucy's like, it was a bad one.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, we're moving on now.
Like, and I hate her.
And the way that she, like,
it's good to know that everyone still hates her.
It's psychotic to me the way that she's like she's 23 years old and she has like 30 year olds being like, okay, whatever you say. Like, they're scared. Like, everyone's like terrified of Stassi. And I'm like, on one hand, it's impressive.
Wait, I'm sorry. Dottie and Katie are
scared
in their 30s.
They're like 29 or 30.
Okay.
Kristen's 35.
Dottie looks old to me.
Yeah.
She looks old and weathered. Like she's seen some shit. She's like gone. She looks like she's had like a meth journey or something, a drug journey, like moved out to like fucking like Lake Havasu, like fucking. Had like a fucking like trailer horror moment and then like came back to the city to like reboot. That's my backstory for Dottie.
They're all kind of rode hard and put like the
she
women,
looks ridden.
Yeah, but now she's stunning.
Oh, because of PS?
Yeah.
Plastic surge.
But like it worked for her.
I want to see.
Yeah.
Oh, she God, looks we got to bring up the pictures.
I know. We have to bring up some pictures. Lisa says.
God, Dottie belongs in just fucking like rural Arizona.
Lisa says it's like the most important thing to her is creating, is maintaining a family atmosphere.
I was that like, stuck with me too. I was like,
what about this restaurant reads family to anyone, nothing. Anywhere, anytime?
You might as well have a gilded dildo on the wall.
Yeah, like
hanging from your cross.
Nothing family. Peter
needs pure Vegas trash.
Yeah. No, even worse than Vegas trash.
It's
Lake Havasu.
Yeah.
It's Lake Havasu.
I'm glad I got that out there because it really is. I mean, Lake Havasu should be so lucky to have a sir, to be honest, because it doesn't even have that.
Lake Havasu.
Yes.
So it could be your new restaurant. Wait. Manager.
Well, you know, no one buys records anymore, so
Peter and Jax go out for drinks in what may be one of the best scenes of this entire episode. Mm. They go to
Courtney,
the parlor, which is down the street on Melrose from me. And they're like, Jax is like, I really need a drink. It's been such a long day. It's
shots
like
again.
2 p.m. I love that he's like, it's been the longest day. It's like afternoon. And they
bright
both,
sun.
They order shots of tequila.
At least they ordered Don Julio. That's the only thing I can
say. They're like, Don Julio, please.
Did they say Julio?
Yeah. And Peter reveals that he dated Stassi for 4 months. And at the 2 month mark, he realized he hated her. And then, well, I guess just stuck around for 2 more months.
Got a little more credit for Peter getting out early.
And they order shots of Don Julio and start flirting with Courtney, the waitress.
Who is, for me, the power figure of the episode.
She's the numero uno star of that.
She's like the baller. She takes no shits. She giggles a little bit, reveals she's from Florida, which is, again, like, might as well be Arizona for me.
Jackson, they both, he's like, where are you from? And she's like, I'm from Tampa, Clearwater.
I don't know, they're like, Tampa! I'm from Tampa. I don't know if any of you guys have been to Tampa, but I have.
Tampa is a Nampa.
It's not a place, there's very little laws there, and it's a lot of drugs and a lot of, like, bath salt kind of journeys. It's just really not a place to go.
Not the place.
You know who loves it? Siesta Key.
Yeah.
They're right down the road.
Jax is talking about his frustrations with his relationship with Stassi, and he goes, it's like, I love you, but I hate you. And like, you realize that their relationship is just like a hate fuck fest.
Yeah.
Which is kind of hot.
Like, that part I'm into.
But 2 years of that seems like a lot.
But the hate fucking sounds fun.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Courtney,
James, are you listening?
So she moved to LA to study massage therapy, and Jax and Peter go into like total creep mode, and Jax is like, I could really use a massage after we get out of here, and she's like, no, I really gotta work.
But then that's when I fell in love with Courtney.
Yeah, because Courtney, like, they start to try and, like, engage her and hit on her. And she's like, so do you guys want anything else to drink? Or do you want food? Or
what are you going to... Yeah. I'm from Florida. It's true.
Yeah.
So you guys are hungry. Do you want to wrap this up?
Yeah.
Do you want the check? And they're just like, he's like, oh, doesn't he say like harsh?
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. They're like nagging her. Like they're literally trying to like gangbang Courtney and Courtney's.
Get it from Peter. I thought it was a Jax.
It was more Jax, but Peter's definitely like.
Peter, cut off the fucking ponytail is my hot take.
He did. And I think that when he cut off the ponytail, he looked better with the ponytail.
Oh, well, I've got a lot of watching to do.
A lot of watching.
Long road.
So Sheena and Shay, her boyfriend, go to the studio. God.
Shay is... Well, let's just talk about Shay for a second.
Shay's had a long road. He's no longer on the show.
I didn't think so. I could tell by the look of Shay. I could tell by the look of Shay and how little, like, airtime and voice, like he barely spoke.
And just,
spoke
like,
anymore.
How uncomfortable, visibly uncomfortable he is. Yeah,
he's just kind of a blob, just like,
yeah, he's just, like, can't really, like, play the game.
Sheena also wants fame.
Sheena
much
wants
like
fame.
Sandoval.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
Very, very open about
Sheena's
it.
Sheena's fame obsessed. She says, she's like, I'm really, like, making a name for myself. And, like, they go into the studio with these producers, Russell and
As
Ray.
As a musician, this deeply darked me out.
Yeah. And Sheena says, I've never played an instrument. I've never had vocal training. I, like, don't know anything about music. But these producers came to me and they said, hey, do you want to cut a demo? And we were looking for a brunette.
I just laughed so hard I farted. You know, because I'm thinking about what's coming. I know. It was a small little like, toot. It's probably sound better than her.
And she's like, they like me a brunette Britney. And I said, sure. And so like literally just
this
plucked.
Is Gaga Britney.
They plucked like a talentless idiot off the street. And we're like, let's just try it. Which is very reflective of what like the music industry is now. They're just like, hey, you look like maybe you could make some people's boners pop.
Yeah,
like, let's
shiver.
Try something. Let's see if you get a shiver. And like
stream James Kennedy.
So they put Sheena in the studio. And what's shocking in rewatching this scene is that they're literally like sexually harassing Sheena. She's like, Sheena's behind a glass wall. They're like, Ray, the producer, he's like, I want sex sounds, but like edgier than Britney because you're better than that.
Which she's all like, yeah.
She's like, totally. And then he's like, okay, get behind the glass. And then as soon as she's making these sounds, it's three men in the other room being like, yeah, she likes that. And they're like making like insane comments. They're being like elbowing Shay and they're being like,
and they're like, you ever heard that before?
You know how to make her giggle like that? How many times have you made her giggle? And he's like, let's just say a lot. Like, he doesn't know how to deal with it. And they are...
And
just, like,
she's smiling all the time. The thing
she,
is...
I don't
she's,
think she can't... She can't hear them.
She knows that they're, like...
But also, it's like, what is she going to say? Like,
no, she loves
Please
it.
Please stop.
No, she doesn't seem like the type that would care.
But I think that, like...
And every time she smiled, and I noted this, she's got a gummy smile.
And so Sheena's like, I can't wait.
I love that you're just like, no comment.
No comment. Sheena's just like, ready to lay down the track. I'm like, you think, you're like excited to know what music is coming. Because at this point as a new viewer, you're just like, what on earth could she sing? And then she is, can you freak, bitch? And then you're thrust into the hell that is Sheena's first single.
Also, I will say, not only does she say, can you freak, bitch?
She goes,
And then they continue the sexual harassment by being like, what did they say? Less.
They go, he goes,
something more porn.
She comes out and she's like, how's that? And he's like, I'm going to need you to be less phone sex operator and more porn star.
And then she literally goes and she's like,
She goes, cool. And goes back into
which,
the glass.
Which is my reasoning that, like, she's fine with the way they're treating her.
But, like, I think...
she's like, fame comes at a cost.
As a woman, like, being in this situation as a woman and having been in this situation, at, like, working
Have you been
with,
in
like...
a recording studio with Ben doing that for you?
No. control.
You're like, as a woman having been in this situation at the recording studio as a pop star.
As a woman being in the stew. No, but I'm saying when you're a woman in a room professionally and creatively with a ton of men and they're being like fucking weird, you're not. Ooh, it's definitely,
I know you're referencing.
It's hard to be like, hey, this makes me uncomfortable. Can you stop talking about that?
But I don't see any discomfort in her face.
I know, but she's also like only on receding camera, hairline. Like, trying to be like chill. Say, only a receding.
I was noting that also. There's some people where it goes far back.
No, her hair is insane in this whole episode. Her hair is like stringy and like long and thick, but
and
thin.
Then, but then you see so much forehead under it.
It's yeah, just, it's like a mile. Whole. Like, her hair, it's like she hasn't washed it in weeks. I'm like, are you depressed? Is this a cry for help? Like, what's the deal? But I remember when I had very first watched this episode years ago, I watched this pilot so excited. And this was the point where I said, I will never watch this show again. I was like, I can't with this whole world.
How'd
like this.
You come back?
Well, I took a few, I took weeks
you
off.
You went back to the Tom Ford store.
No, I went.
Chat with
I came back because I was so hungover one day and I was like, I'm just going to order a pizza and draw the blinds and like see what's on TV. And I turned on TV and it was a marathon of Vanderpump Rules and I got sucked in. I was like, wait, this is amazing. Like, I feel like shit about my life, but like at least these people are more, they're more tragic than I'll ever be. And now I feel invigorated and full and like,
who's more tragic, Honey Boo Boo or Vanderpump Rules?
Vanderpump Rules, because they're older and Honey Boo Boo still could get her life together. Like, she could still turn it around.
That's her name, right?
Yeah. Alana is her name. Okay. But Honey Boo Boo is her nickname.
You're like, actually, it's Alana.
Actually, it's Alana. So, the girls.
I'm sweating.
Me too. The girls are at Stassi's house and Stassi's talking shit about Sheena and Kristen Kane.
What else is new? The whole episode is Stassi just being a fucking bitch to Sheena.
Yeah,
and to be honest, Sheena, even after her ridiculous moaning and ooing and aahing and stupid recording sesh, which frankly I don't blame her for, because it's like
she's
if someone's
trying.
Coming along being like, hey, we're just looking for a cute girl to like, here's an opportunity.
Someone
like,
they're like,
why
hey, I'm gonna make you a superstar. Like, yeah. Do you want to come do this thing for free?
I don't blame her.
You're smart to be like, yeah, sure. Even it's if free. You're a talentless fucking piece of shit, you should still just do it.
And I'm not even like,
because you never know what could happen.
You know what? And I don't know how, and everyone, you know, remember, I haven't seen basically anything, but this episode really paints Sheena in a favorable light.
Yeah. She does
she's
not
like
look
tolerant.
Like,
sweetie, she's polishing glasses when she doesn't need to.
Yeah, she's just like, I'm here to work and like I she's just like, wanna like
and,
record.
And like even when she's lying about the affair with that guy.
Yeah. You're just like
you're
whatever.
Still just like, well, you've been bullied for like the last 60 minutes. Like obviously you need just like
she's
a break.
Being targeted and like what's crazy is like I feel like in this episode, Stassi is being like going out of her way to just be cunty because she knows it'll get her more camera time. And you can see Kristen and Katie like reacting to what Stassi says and being like, oh my God, like don't say that, or being like, Stassi, like.
Yeah. And then when they saw her polishing the glasses, they were like, oh my God.
Yeah. And like they know that she's just like being a bitch. So you see, it's like getting the groundwork where at first it's like Stassi was just like, this is my moment to shine. And like the way I'm going to shine is I'm going to be a righteous cunt.
I want
to
know.
Which is a like, wild approach.
Like this isn't a spoiler, but I want to know as like a pro pumper from a pro pumper like you,
mm-hmm.
How quickly does Stassi's bitch reign deteriorate? Does she get a season of it?
She gets this season and next season. And then in season 3, it starts to deteriorate.
Because when I saw her, she was a blubbering mess.
Yeah.
Was,
season.
We always, I mean, I can tell immediately she's insecure, but she was like not the queen of the castle when I
no.
saw her.
Season 3, she starts to like waver. And then she left the show after season 3 and then came back like midway through season 4 and then was at the bottom of the totem pole. Because she had left, but also because I think she had gained weight over that and so was insecure about that. But it correlated. And I'm not saying that to be like shady. I'm saying that because it like correlated with her, like where she stood in like the hierarchy of cast right. importance.
Who was important? Who was the top queen bee then? Sheena? Did Sheena take over?
I feel like Sheena kind of tried
to take
Dottie over.
You said Dottie never did.
Dottie is never.
Dottie.
Because Dottie fucked Jax. And we find out in season two that Dodie and Jax fucked when she had cheated on Sandoval with Jax and like had fucked Jax after he broken up with Stassi. And so she destroyed her chances of ever rising to top of the queen because she then
so
got...
Was it Kristen at the top?
No, Kristen is Dodie.
Oh, shit.
Katie, you're thinking. Katie was kind of weirdly at the top. Katie and Sheena, and then Ariana comes in, but she's different from that group. But like Stassi just kind of like she fell out of favor with everyone, then came back and is now kind of tried to work her way back up. But she also is just like she is someone whose like mouth writes checks that her ass can't cash. So she's always like saying a bunch of shit, but then being like playing a victim and being like,
oh, I remember the New Orleans episode that I saw where she was crying constantly, being like, or maybe it wasn't her, but I think it was her.
Are you sure it wasn't Katie with the brown hair?
Pretty sure. I thought it was her. I mean, I'll check back.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You have a lot of, you have a ground to cover. Let's just say.
Long May.
Jax comes in looking hot with his like weird slouchy beanie on and he's like, I gotta go to work. Stassi's handbags aren't gonna pay for themselves, which I was like, whoa, are you buying her like designer handbags at this point? Like you guys
use the
literally
get out of the cottage cheese apartment.
I know, I'm like, you live in the shittiest apartment of all time. Like maybe don't spend your money on handbags, but who am I to judge? And he says he's going to shoot.
Who am I to judge? Here we are.
Who am I? And like, who am I to judge? I just built an entire podcast business judging. Yeah. Jax is doing a BMW commercial. And this was like when they still booked jobs as like model actors living in LA.
When
which
I
is
saw
wild.
That part, I was like, my God, really?
Yeah. But also I'm like, yeah, he's hot.
I love the Power Ranger callback.
I know. The Power Ranger callback is a real power
move. And her friend's kind of quietly trolled being like, so the mask is on all the time? She was also a power player. She was like Courtney
Tina,
Pert too.
Yeah.
And you never see Tina again. No POCs in this show.
No. Very no limited. You see Tina a few times through the first season, but she's not like a featured player, really.
They just edge her like, out quick. They're like, sorry.
They're like, sorry.
They're like, we have Guillermo.
They're like, she's like, I actually am doing like a show. Like they show, Tina has like a legit show. And so they show
Tina
some of that.
Tina has talent.
Yeah. Tina like has potential, even though she still kind of exists on the level of delusion because she has her own moment where she's like, I need to be famous now. And like, dude, and it's like, like,
and
slow
they're
down.
Drinking elixirs, which is already like a red flag.
Yeah. So Jax reveals that he and Stassi moved in together on their third date, which I'm like, well, that never
That's
ends.
Insane. And yeah. He admits that.
Yeah.
Well, at least.
But it lasted
again,
2 years, so I guess.
My hashtag for this episode is Jax is sensible.
Yeah. Lisa hosts a tasting. So this is something that always used to happen on the, and happens less now, but like Lisa would have, cause this whole show is
to
like
push
build
the
up,
restaurant.
Sir.
Yeah.
So she would be like, I'm having a tasting with my executive chef and we're going to come up with new menu items. So then like a chef like cooks like sashimi for her and then she like eats it and it's like a whole scene. So this
yeah,
was just
we
that.
We saw that. She filled up a whole.
Filled up a
she
whole
had a giant wine glass
to, like, lol.
With a whole bottle of wine. But then whoever did continuity for the show really screwed up because the next scene it's gone.
Yeah. It was just and like a prop to lol
it was
at.
A prop to lol at. And I did note one thing though. Mask only ate the crispy shallots.
Ken, oh yeah, Ken would not touch the fish.
He didn't. I kept seeing him snatch away those crispy shallots, but not
he loves like a little fried yum yum.
Ken loves that.
Yeah. And Lisa, Guillermo tells a story where he's like, Lisa's like, the staff is out of control. And Lisa, Guillermo's like, yeah, Stassi was in the other day and like asked for a drink while she was working. And Paolo, the manager, said no. And then Stassi was literally like, you need to go get your dick sucked. Like, because she was mad that he didn't. Can you imagine talking to your boss? Like,
no.
Telling your boss, like, they need to go get their dick sucked because they won't let
also
you drink
a really
on the
bad
job.
Insult.
Yeah. And so Lisa says she feels an allegiance to Stassi because Stassi is friends with her daughter and like writes for her daughter's blog. So she like is like, hee hee, like, when are these servants gonna learn? And like, it's just like on to the next scene.
You do get a glimpse into another horrible interior, which is her multi-million dollar mansion.
Her insane mansion, which is just like, it actually does not look that different from Villa Rosa, which is the house she lives in now. It's kind of the same vibe. Like, Villa Rosa is much more like glass, and this was like stone and glass.
Or like, ooh, she moves.
She moves. She kind of downsized to like a smaller mansion. She's still with Matt? Yeah.
That's nice, mm-hmm. I guess.
We then cut to Tom and Kristen's apartment, which is the darkest apartment in Vanderpump history. He still lives in that years later with a new girlfriend who just moved into the apartment.
That's the one with the horrible chaise lounge.
Yeah.
Where he's screaming about his hair.
Yeah, where he's like freaking out about hairspray.
And then you suddenly, it's like when he has his confessionals moment, or like, oh, I used to watch Real World a lot, by the mm-hmm. way, like religiously loved Real World mm-hmm. until it got just kind of like Vanderpump Rules, basically. Mm-hmm. But he, when he has his close up, like after the hair, you really, if you look deep into Sandoval's eyes, mm-hmm. you truly realize there's nothing, nothing there.
There's nothing.
And that he's not even that cute.
No.
There's actually weird spots and like sort of veins and like grease, or I don't know what it is.
I will say in person, he's very hot. Like I felt felt a tingle.
When did you see him in person?
He used to come on Pumped podcast a bunch.
Oh.
So
different era.
Different. Throwback Thursday.
I hope they listen to this.
TBD.
You know what?
But like, he used to come.
So would he, is he now like kind
and
of like.
And he, I was always, anytime, and I've seen him out, like I've been to like a couple parties where he's also been, and I was just like, felt like tingly and nervous. But like, I think if you go.
What parties are these? Girl, what the fuck?
And I think if you go down to a deeper level, you realize that there is like nothing going on in his brain.
Nothing. So wait, should we make a deal?
Are you feeling another like sex a deal? You're feeling, you want to make a deal.
So I want to know, because we know that James Kennedy is hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's hot, hot, hot. But is anyone else hot?
James is the hottest right now on the show. Like currently,
Jax
if we're
gone, being honest, like all hotness.
Oh,
is gone.
Jax is
also Tom
gone.
Schwartz as a character in the beginning is basically just characterless.
He's just like at the bar drinking all
he's
the
just
time.
Like, lol, what's up?
He's just like an alcoholic. Like he's like a full blown alcoholic now. Like it's love. Widely known. But like it's funny to see him at the beginning, like just hanging at the bar drinking during the day.
I feel
what
like
else when, is he gonna do? He literally does not have a job. He just
and
like
he never
models.
Works at Sir.
No, he models. He works one shift at Pump where he leaves in the middle of it because he is like feels overwhelmed, and then that's the extent to which he works. At
how does he make any money?
He models
doing
every
cameo
once in a while.
Shoutouts, kind of like.
No, he's not on Cameo.
Should Lara and I do Cameo?
Yes, I'm trying
together?
To get on Cameo. I don't.
What
want
would
split.
You charge?
You charge more than me.
I'm not on it.
But you could charge more than me.
How much do you think I could charge?
I think you could charge at least 35.
Same as James Kennedy?
Maybe,
God, I'm at the
or
same.
20. I think you should charge 20. Oh. Make a deal. Give people a deal.
That is a deal.
That's a deal.
I did a poll on my Instagram story. And
what'd they
people
say?
Said 70 over 70% said do it.
Okay.
And then 30% were like, you're trash.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
I know. Well, you can't have please everyone.
No, you can't have it all.
Fuck the haters.
Fuck the haters. Do Cameo.
You didn't buy a fucking album. You're going to buy my Cameo.
Kristen and Sandoval have been sleeping together for 5 years and been truly together for 4 years, which is wild to think about in the scope. Like, them just being together for so long, like, knowing what we know now is insane. They end up
I don't know what you know now.
I know that they end up being together for a total of 6 years. And it's just crazy.
Clue me in. Why do I keep thinking about all the guys and what their penis sizes are?
Because you're gay. Curious. Yeah,
I'm curious.
Kristen says the goal for her and Sandoval are to just both be working actors. And then she gives my favorite quote of the entire episode where she's like, in 5 years, I want to be known for the work that I do.
Oh, that was...
And if fame comes along with it, that would be really cool. And I was just like, oh my God. Like,
profound.
Hey, guess what? You are known for the work that you do. Like, mission accomplished.
Duty. Doty.
Dute. What'd you call her? Duty?
Dote.
Dote.
Doty.
Doubt.
Doubt. Dodu.
Dold.
Why don't we just call her Kristen? But the fans
because
have
everyone
to say
calls her Doty.
Doty. Yeah.
Doty's like her classic nickname.
Yeah, the FB group, they're always talking about Doty.
Doty. So You noticed something in Kristen and Tom's decor, which I'd never clocked before.
I'm always looking at the decor.
You're always
and
like, you're a real interior head. They have a cross over like the doorway to their bedroom, which really threw me because I'm like, are they Christian? Like, what? Like, I would never decorate.
It's Edna Hardy again.
It's Edna Hardy, but it's also like kind of like, it's like Brighton or something like that, which is like, it's like a brand that makes like sterling silver, like crosses and like kind of bejeweled like crosses. But I'm like, I would never and ever think to buy a cross and like hang it up as like a decoration.
There's
in my
also,
heart.
It, first of all, 100%. It's just rude to anyone coming over the house, the cottage huge ceiling. But there's something symbolic about the fact that it's over the doorway.
Like to their bedroom
area. Yeah, it's literally like, don't forget, like, Jesus.
But also it's like, who, which one of them bought that cross? Like, who bought the cross?
She did.
And was like, we're going to like.
You really think that Sandoval like went into a store and was like, this bejeweled cross speaks to me and
or
I'm
maybe they
buy
were
it.
Out together. I don't know. It just, it's wild to even imagine someone being outside of like, a mom being like
all moms. That was rude to moms.
No, just like a mom. Like my mom has like a cross in her house, but she's a Christian. Like that's how she rolls. Like a decorative cross is just like she loves. But like a young 30 something living in Los Angeles,
bravo reality person,
a bravo celebrity bringing a cross home and then being like, hey babe, do you see what I got today? Like, look at that cross. Check it out. It's like insane.
It's insane. And where should we put it?
They're like
over the door.
How about over the door? And like,
so we just, move? I don't hang anything over doors.
No. I feel like it's a bad thing.
It's a weird
it's
thing
like
to
not
do.
Not a good place to
it's
like
it's a
hang.
Weird vibe.
And also, I'm like, what is like your scheme that you're going for here? Like, it's just like, seems like so.
Well, it sticks like so out erratic. Because there's nothing in the apartment because they have no personalities and they have no taste. All they have is everything's beige. Everything is beige. Carpet, chaise lounge, sofa. Then they have a crazy, I don't know what to call it, sort of like splatter paint, smudge art painting. Yeah.
Well,
which adds a pop of color.
The paintings is like, they can't hang like actual like copyright art or anything because they have to blur it out and like, well, it's a whole licensing thing. So that's, we actually got intel on that, like on an episode of Pumped. We asked like why these paintings are the thing and they were like, it's our friend stuff, like we put it there, like as we can. So it's like, okay, anyways, like scary but okay, fine.
But the cross stuck out to me,
really sus.
And I want to know in future episodes, because we get to revisit their apartment, right? You said they still live there.
Tom Sandoval still lives in that apartment with
his
new girlfriend, Ariana.
You know what? I want to know whether the cross is still there, and then we'll know who bought it.
I think it's not there, and it was a Kristen.
I knew it. I called that.
You're so smart.
I fucking am so smart with this show, man. I was meant to be a pump. Pumper. What are you called? Pumphead.
Sheena and Tina meet up in an Elixir bar, which I think is now like a dry sauna bar.
I don't know.
It's a sauna bar. This place, I'm pretty sure.
I don't
sure,
really WeHo hang that much.
I'm pretty sure it's in Hollywood and it's right next to, it's by the Arclight on Cahuenga and
really?
Sunset, I want to say.
I didn't really know how to spot this spot.
It's a corner and it's changed always. Is like, it's always like a wellness something or the other, but right now it's like a sauna, like a place where you can go, an infrared sauna. Like, it's a thing.
And the woman behind the Elixir bar is just so lol to me.
Yeah.
She's just like a freewheeling, like has no idea what she's doing. She's like, are you feeling like stressed?
No, she like got to LA like 3 days ago and like just got this job. And then Tina's like, I've been to some places where they like look at your tongue and tell you. And she's like, sure, stick your tongue out. And then Tina does. And she's like, well, you look pretty healthy. Anyways, like, do you have any important events coming up? And then Sheena's like, actually, I have a call back for Power Rangers movie. Which is
that
like,
was a twist. Was it a movie or a TV show? What?
The Power Rangers like reboot movie.
She didn't get it.
Nope.
Oh,
and it's in this scene that her hair is looking especially tragic.
I don't know why my eyes kept, it's like it was drawn to the cross. I can't stop looking at her gums and her hairline. I don't know why. I don't know if that makes me weird.
No.
But it's something that just keeps, it's jumping out of the high def screen to me.
It was too much. And so Tina and Sheena drink their like milky brown elixirs.
And they're like, gosh, I guess I feel something. They feel nothing.
And Sheena says, like in her talking head moment, she's like, I'll know I've made it when paparazzi start taking my photo.
Which is when, like, I made you pause.
Yeah.
And we had a full discussion about how famous are they and are they in tabloids.
And they're not. No. And they are in the tabloids every once in a while, but it's
PR move.
It's a PR move. Like, it's different. I can always tell the difference between like a publicist that like feeds a tabloid. They're like, please do this dedicated story about my client, like, right, what's in my bag, or like
the queen and my king Sheena's of that were Spencer, like, Pratt and what's her name,
Heidi,
because I just remember like you would see like these ridiculously staged moments where it'd be like, yeah, Spencer and Heidi are in a field of swans.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, what? Like, it's just like the PR person being like, okay, so go to the swan farm and like,
yeah,
play with some swans.
Coordinate photo shoots and then sell those photos to tabloids, which was kind of genius and amazing and like artistic. But like the Vanderpump Rules cast, they get written about. The Daily Mail, I think, has like, I think the Daily Mail has a deal because they'll sometimes call out what happened in an episode of the show, but they, or like maybe a cast member will have a photo shoot and they'll write about it. And then like sometimes like Us Weekly or In Touch will be like, Sheena's best exercise tips or something like that.
It's
but
like it's paid,
it's,
basically.
It's never like
paying for
it. It's never just like, oh my God, this person got papped like walking out of a Pilates studio, because no one cares about them in that way. They're not like, they're never going to be aspirational celebrities where you're like, oh my God.
Do you think they're
like,
not even at the level of Spencer and Heidi?
No.
They wish? Oh my God, that's dark.
Spencer and Heidi, though, they're like original, they're like OG. Like, reality. It's just different.
It's,
yeah,
just different.
It's just different. It's a different climate. And like Spencer and Heidi aren't
the climates
aspirational
are changing.
Either. But
no,
like,
remember her crazy plastic surgery reveal?
Yeah, but it's like they're still like more entertaining. I don't know. It's just like, it's this whole breed of celebrity that's like, I don't care what you're wearing or like where you go to eat. Like, anything
Hardy
that you're doing is something that I don't want to do, because yeah, it's like,
never.
It's a no for me. Like,
like,
and you actually create, like, you create good boundaries for, like, what I will spend money on, because I would never want to spend money on the stuff
the
that you spend money on.
The only thing where I'm going to call you out is that you do seem to frequent the restaurants.
I do.
So.
Which I don't
Lisa's
love for me.
Worked.
But I have gone to them a lot, and I've spent a lot of money. But it's
there.
Like fun. It's like going to Disneyland. You know, some people are like really into Disneyland.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
all the time.
Oh, yeah,
I don't personally understand
that,
and I don't.
Food's
vibe.
Terrible. There's only one good ride.
Yeah, I mean the corn dogs are good, but like,
I
is
like
it
Magic
worth a
Mountain
ride to like? Is it worth like going down to Anaheim and like spending like $300 to go walk around and get like sunburned? No. So like, but that's like, that's the equivalent. Like, it's like a Disneyland. It's like a theme
closer
park.
Disney.
Yeah. And
I mean,
so,
I'm curious now.
I know. Well,
maybe we should eat there tonight.
I think we should. Tina goes, I vowed to myself I'd never learn another restaurant menu. And then she's like, you know, I just need to become famous and do what I need to do. And it's like,
what
you guys
is
are at an elixir bar. Like, please stop. And then we cut to like the next work session at Sir. And Sheena comes in and she's wearing the same dress as Stassi, causing Stassi to like be like very pissed.
Hurricane Stassi.
Hurricane
we have our own
Stassi.
Trembles and quivers and shivers, but she is an earthquake of her own.
Kristen tries to call Stassi out for being a psycho, but it's like no one, it's so funny, like no one can really voice their opinion to Stassi because they're so afraid of her.
Are they really?
Yes. It's like, I know this dynamic with women. Like, I know, I think because I just know like how certain women are in like a group of friends and like the hierarchy of like female friendships in the context of like a Stassi, Kristen, Katie thing. And you can just tell they like defer to her. Like, they're terrified.
And they're
of her.
Literally like a decade older.
They're a lot older than she is, at least like 5 years older. It's just like very sad.
I just got different kinds of shivers.
I know. And Stassi. But
then she goes fucking ape shit on Sheena.
Yeah, she makes Sheena polish glasses, which is like her job to do. And she's like, why don't you do it? And then everyone sees it and is like,
SMH. But Sheena comes up and like a sweetie and is actually like, I finished doing what I need to do. Is there anything else I can do? And she's yeah. like,
She's like, why don't you polish the glasses?
What am I, the manager? But okay, fine, polish the glasses.
Yeah, and so Sheena does it. And then Lisa sees. And she's like, you better stand up for yourself or else like you're just going to be like Stassi's little bitch forever. So Sheena marches her way into the alley, which is one of my favorite areas of the whole show.
Do they go there a lot?
In season one and two, they're constantly hanging out in the alley behind the restaurant.
It's like because it's they, almost like they did actually work in season one and two. They probably yeah. now just only go in for just
They
scenes.
Only go in every once in a while to for film. Scenes. Yeah. And like way back when they used to just like go hang out and smoke cigs in the alley and like party back there like during work.
Shots.
Yeah. And like now they don't really, we don't get a lot of alley. So it's good to be back in the alley.
You feel comfort.
I love the alley.
You feel comfort. You're like going back to a familiar place you love.
I love seeing them sitting down and relaxing next to like stacked trash. Up crappy saggy velvet chairs and like trash tables and like
and actual trash
and like I imagine how it smells and it's like kind of hot back there and like they're all shiny and sweaty a little bit and then
it's confrontation
on top of like the sweaty alley like
there's like flies
trash velvet chair yeah
it's like I won't be your bitch
yeah and Sheena's like okay I need to talk to you and then she's like she goes into this whole thing about how she didn't know that Eddie was married
Which,
and like
again
blah, blah, blah.
I was
like,
really rooting for Sheena in the first episode until this I was just like ugh,
literally no one cares like who cares but Stassi cares and
Stassi cares too much about yeah. everything
yeah they just have words with each other and Stassi's basically like I don't trust you and like I
did she come in
you.
On the show
what
Stassi
come in on what
did she come in as a guest on the podcast before
yeah she did
and she like
confronted me about things that I'd said it was an awkward she and Katie and Kristen all came on an episode together and then they confronted me about like problems that they had with me personally and so then
that.
I had to say like I had to apologize to them and then be like what
can you
like,
cut in right now the apology just like splice it in
yeah maybe but like you can listen to like it's on like the SoundCloud page like it was truly maybe it was one of the most uncomfortable moments of my entire life
what did they say to you
I thought that they were
you were in the alley
yeah
they, I was you like, were metaphorically was in the alley
I was in the alley
you were sweating there's
they were
flat there's
to confront,
trash
there's
flies.
Trash there's like I'm sitting on like a velvet chair that feels like gross in
yeah.
the heat
and
like,
what did they say
they were like Kristen was like it's really fucked up that you had me on this episode and then you continued to talk shit about me and I was like okay but like do you know like I'm in my head I like outwardly I was like I don't know what to say because like I understand like I don't want to I'm not a cruel person you know what I mean like I don't want to anyone feel
Gentle.
Bad and like my I don't go like my MO for doing this podcast is not to like hurt their feelings or make them
I mean
feel
you
bad.
Do call them like the most desperate sad people in the world
I know but like there if they didn't act like it I wouldn't have to say that
oh,
about them
well,
so
okay
and but like that's not the MO like I'm here to like talk about this and like whatever and
I love it's a whole damn MO you're so ridiculous you're like I'm not here to like talk any trash about
no.
any of that
okay okay wait wait let me
you're
wait,
like
walk
it's not
back.
My thing I'm into them
no I'm talking about this show as though it's like it's a form of entertainment and I'm speaking to like what I see in the episodes and talking like a fan about the show about a show that I love and like characters on a show you know what I mean like I take
but you also are literally saying things like I will
but
anything they do I'll
show,
never touch
since it's a reality show I am, I guess, talking about them as people.
Yeah.
It's murky.
It's
and what I realized. What I realized.
Are you realizing something right now? Are you having a realization?
When they confronted me, is that the waters had become very murky because when they come into my home to record with me.
Here?
No, they've never come into this beautiful sacred space, but my old apartment, when they would come in and record, it's not like I'm going to be like, so you're trash and everything you do is trash. Like, I'm not going to say that to
but
their
they
face.
Listen to the
yeah, but like I'll loll with them and like get them to talk shit about each other, and then when they go off the episode, I'll loll and be like, what
those
trash
idiots.
Loll, and then they listen
and then you then will say like, I'm not here to say that people yeah. are trash.
And then they're like,
so you're having a lot of murky realizations.
I'm just like, wow, this has gotten really complicated. It was like the moment I realized that things had gotten
this
is a little.
Inception.
It was an
it's like
inception.
You inside you, realizing that, like, wait, I am shit talking, but I'm not because it's an art piece, but it's not. They're real. Yeah. And they're in my home. It's too much.
It's too much. And I realized too, it was like things have gotten a little too complicated for me at this time. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. when they're all asking me to apologize, and then. Also, I had to apologize for a lot more things than I had actually said because I was getting called out for things that my past podcasting partners had said that I hadn't. Like, they accused me of fat shaming them and I didn't. And like, so, but
no
I,
one's fat shaming.
You know, I apologized for it because, like, I was like, this is what I need to do right now.
Listen, I'm not, if they confront me about me talking about her being gummy with the hairline, I won't take it back.
Well, you know what? She's not gummy anymore, so it's fine.
Oh, she got gum surgery?
Well, she just got a lot of plastic procedures. She doesn't look like that anymore. Well, none of them look like they do in this episode.
Crazy.
I know.
Except for Tom Schwartz.
Yeah, he pretty much looks the same. I mean, he's like a little chubbier, probably.
Right. Age. Yeah. Relatable.
All the girls and their boyfriends gather at the bar for like a lol moment.
And reveal that they're all best friends.
They're all best friends. And it's like three couples. Yeah, it's just like messy. And they all like laugh. And Stassi is like being a monster. And they're all like kind of laughing at her antics.
And they're like ribbing at her. They're like, come on, Stassi. You know you're a monster.
She's like, what? I'm just going to say what I feel.
And they're all like,
they're like, who? Like grabbing her arms, being like, you silly. And she's like, I'm going to stab you. And then like, she's like, I'm going to stab everyone in the face. And then it fades out. So bad. And then we have just like a little interim moment of the girls talking about like the troll of the handkerchief dresses, which are literally like a piece of fabric that costs 2 cents.
That, it's also like, that kind of segue is really confusing to me.
Bravo really used to like love these little segues where it was like give you a commercial break and then like a 2 minute like little scene and then cut back to commercials, like just more time for ads.
So that's what that was.
But
like,
so they're talking about how they like are falling out, their like bodies are exposed, and they're like, it's like an unsafe work uniform. Yeah. But then Lisa's just like, lol, wear it anyways, who cares?
Yeah.
Lisa, and you're just like, no, wow, fucks. This sucks. So then we get back to like the real show, and everyone's having brunch at Tarte, which is.
Ooh, I immediately screamed.
Yeah, Ed was unsoothed. If you live in LA, you know that Tarte is a true no.
It's a no, never, never. I once, when I didn't live in LA, stayed at the hotel that Tarte is a part of called Farmer's Daughter.
Yeah.
It's really near where they film Price is Right. It's terrible.
It's across the street from the Grove.
It's
the color scheme is like brown and light blue.
It's like fake farm.
Yeah. It's like farm with like neon. It's very
with
confusing.
Zero farm to table vibes.
And Tarte is like, I've never been there, but it's always been like, this is a restaurant that like Vanderpump people go to.
Well, see, I went like mid-aughts and I had a nipple and was like, it's disgusting.
Even before I had watched Vanderpump Rules, I knew about this like breed of like Hollywood or West Hollywood person.
That goes to Tarte?
Yeah, that you're just like, oh, there's like just certain thing. Like having lived in West Hollywood for like 7 or 8 years now, it's like I'm very familiar with like the vibes here. And there's certain parts of West Hollywood that are amazing and like cool and wonderful, but then there's also another part that's like for the Vanderpump people.
It seems like the majority of WeHo is kind of for Vanderpumpy land.
Yeah, there's like chic, yummy,
yeah,
like,
but like
sexy
generally
places.
Speaking, like you don't casually just bump into them.
No, but
you bump
like,
into more just like hellhole.
It's
trash.
Very much like a hellhole trash zone,
which is why
I don't know. It's a balance. Side. It's like a yin yang. But like
I the beast.
All the people, like, it's just fascinating to like, you know, on a certain level, what's like not working. And then you see these people at the places that aren't working and you're like, wow, this is like what happened. Like there are people that go here and
they could literally go across the street to the farmer's market and actually get some like chill, interesting food. But Target is literally a troll on everyone's wallet.
They could go down the street to like, they could go on 3rd and go to like Jones on 3rd.
Like, which is nothing to like scream to the gods about, but it's a decent like chicken salad.
Yeah. It's like it's you'll get something yummy there and like you'll probably spend the same amount of money. But like also they have to find places, I guess, that they can film at, like get, but it's just like a whole, it's just shocking. And this is the beginning of, since it's the first episode, it's like the first time that you get to see.
Do they keep going to Tarte?
No, they keep going to Tarte-esque places. Right, like, just, this is the level at which they're always playing at. Like, oof. I've never seen any, and I've, okay, so I've lived in, like, in and around West Hollywood for 8 years. I've never seen a Vanderpump Rules cast member at, like, a good, yummy restaurant in West Hollywood. I've only seen them at like when I decide to I go like to like a trash reality.
Would they never even do a Gracias Madres?
Doubtful.
Because that's kind of a, it has a trashy scene, but the food's not that bad.
I don't think, I mean, I've never seen them there.
Interesting.
They just love like a certain vibe. They and do. It's like very specific, like, which wows me because I'm like, who goes here? But then there's like a whole ton of people. Like, it's a whole business. Like, you can make a business.
There's lots of people like
you
them.
Could literally open a restaurant and be like, hey, I'm going to serve the shittiest food and like have like a just a trash decor and like cater it to attract a certain type of person that would then come and spend money at that restaurant.
It reminds me of just my like old trainer and his friends. You went out with him one night.
Remember I made them pull the car over because I was just done being around them. And I was like, you can just pull over here. Like, I'll just get. I literally, they were like, let's go to here. And I was like, actually, you just dropped me off in the street corner. Like, I'm going to call a Lyft. I made them, I just had to get out of the car. And go.
What was her name? Julifer?
Julifer, my queen. They were too much for me. We all Eric met at Julie. This one birthday party, and then Ed was like, let's all go out. And I was like, cool. And then we got in the car, and I was like, oh my God, these are like Vanderpump adjacent people. Yeah. Like, and we got.
And I'd never gone out with them, and I was just like, well, you know, you give it a shot.
You were in for the night. You were like, no, I'm on like, this well, journey.
And I was like, sometimes you got to give people shots. Yeah. You know?
And I was
not
like,
not those kind of shots, but like, just give them a shot.
They're no, trainers. And I gave
see
them
what trainers
a,
do.
I gave them about 15 minutes of a shot, and I was like, I'm done. And then I said, please just pull over, like right here on this corner.
Julie forgot psychedelic that night.
I know. I called, I got out of the car, called a Lyft to come pick me up and take me the rest of the way home because I was like, I can't be in here one more second.
I brought you close to a Vanderpump adjacent people.
It was too close.
And I never hung out with them again. I no longer see that trainer anymore either. And I'm pretty certain that he's not listening.
Well, yeah, I don't think
so. I mean, he didn't even know about, like, he doesn't know about any current events. So it's like, I would ask him, like, literally
what did
after,
he not know about?
Oh, the, but you remember the church shooting. And he didn't know about fracking. He didn't know anything. I'd ask him a question. And I'd be like, I can't believe what happened. And be like, there's like CNN playing everywhere at Equinox. I literally was like, I can't believe about the shooting in the church. And he was like, what? And it was like 4 days later. It was national
oh,
news.
Oh, he didn't know about Dylann Roof, that yeah, shooting.
Dylann
yeah.
Roof. Yeah, he didn't know Dylann Roof or anything about it. 4 days after it
I
happened.
Love you going and being like, God, can you even believe it's so sad? And he's like, what?
Yeah. Literally like,
no,
what?
I have no...
So then I started to troll him and I started to come in with like... information and I'd be like I'd literally like quiz him just to like get like an idea of how like ignorant he was and then I was like wow like and then I started to be like and then I started to make deals with him because I loved
what kind of deal?
I did well I said listen you need to come back and name 10 African countries to me or I get a free training session.
Oh my God.
And he randomly would agree to these things. It was like homework. So I'd come back and he would like, he would get it. And I'd also be like, okay, so you need to go Google fracking.
What did
and
he
learn
get
what-
out of it? He just got to learn.
No, we got
about-
to learn. I mean, I literally taught him about so much.
I I love a deal being like, you need to do this. And if you don't do it, I get something. But if you do do it, you just have learned.
Yeah, you learned. Because I shamed him so hard. I was like, literally like, you can't. This is inexcusable. Like, you need to have some basic knowledge about the world and current events. Because it was literally like, I almost at the point where I was like, do you know about 9/11? Like, I was just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, do you
You're
know?
You're like, this is not okay.
No, I'm like, literally like, this is dominating the news headlines.
He was too much for me. I had to go.
I feel like Julifer might have known about Dylan Roof in the shooting.
I don't know what Julifer knew and what Julifer didn't know. Because as soon as you were like, this is Julifer, I was like, Julifer? To her face. And she's like, yeah, Julifer. And then Julifer was crazy. And the trainer was crazy. And I truly lasted, I think, 20 minutes tops of interaction. And I was like, I'm out. I was like, I'll walk home if need be. Like, I got to get out of the car. It was done. It was just done.
I really need to come to terms with my deal making. I love making deals.
You love a deal. I mean,
well, I don't love Black Friday. I'd never have gone on that kind of deal. But I love to just like make
deals
with
people.
No,
you don't want a deal made to you. You want to make the deal.
Exactly. I'm the deal maker.
You're the deal maker.
I
you don't take deals. No. You make deals.
I make deals. I make them. And I taught him a lot. I taught him a lot about geography. Geography was one of the big things. The environment, mm-hmm. I taught him about. Politics, mass shootings, just like all sorts of things.
Current events.
Brexit. He had no idea. He was like, what's that?
I love
And then he was just like, you know, I work all day in the gym. And I was just like, dude, look in front of those. Look in front of the treadmills. 4 of the 20 screens are playing CNN or news.
Yeah.
With subtitles.
He's like, and he's like, I don't
he's
care.
He's like, I don't read.
Yeah. He's like, I don't love CNN. He's like, pretty boring. Like,
yeah. But he knew nothing from San Diego.
Classic. Stassi at brunch at Tarte.
I hope you don't edit that out.
I won't. No, that's staying in. Stassi and Jax are talking about like the state of their relationship, and Jax is revealing that he stays on the couch most nights, and Stassi just keeps saying booyah over and over, which is...
I think I missed that part.
It's
I hate
so
that.
Embarrassing. I hate it.
Booyah is the worst.
Booyah is truly the worst. And
if you're at a party and someone says booyah, you immediately know not to talk to them.
You need to leave and get out of the car, leave the party.
Yeah,
or,
it's like you
whatever.
With my trainer.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a gone.
It's a quick, like, stop the Uber.
It's an exit, yeah. It's like, I'm fine getting out here, actually. Like, I'm going to go, actually. You're so like, he's like, booyah!
You were in the middle of, like, Laurel Canyon.
No, we had literally gotten to the bottom of the hill at Laurel Canyon, and I was like... Can you just pull over just right here is fine. Like, just right on the street corner in front of, like, a gas station. I was like, bye, have so much fun. I'll see you guys later. So, thank you so much. Bye. And then just, like, left. It was done. So, as he goes, booyah, winning. Like, doing a Charlie Sheen reference. Like, it was just so embarrassing.
Ooh, Charlie Sheen.
And it's also revealed that he's like, yeah, she called the cops on me. And then it's like, Stassi's always threatening to call the cops on Jax, or has called the cops on Jax.
For like, doing what?
I don't know. But if you are in a relationship where you're frequently threatening or calling the cops on your significant other, you don't need to be in that relationship anymore. Like that, like any inkling of needing to call the cops on someone that you're dating is like,
it's
like a no.
Once it enters your mind, it's an immediate quick therapy session or call it off.
What's crazy to me is that like many people that call the cops on each other remain in relationships for long periods of time. And I know this from personal experience because my dad he cheated on my mom and then became in a relationship with the woman that he like left my mom for.
The one that gave you drugs as a teenager?
Yeah. And
I love her.
They dated on and off for years. I know, same. And then they got married. And a week after they got married, they had a knockdown, drag out fight. And she called the cops on my dad. And then the cops came. And I was just traumatized. I was like crying and just being.
What was
like,
your name again?
Angie.
Angie rules.
Angie.
She'd feed you speed before you went to school.
I know. It was a real journey. And so they called the cop. And I was like, surely this marks the end of their marriage. I was like, well, it shits at the fan. Like, they're definitely getting divorced. first or annulment. Like, this is it. And like, I'm sad, but it like, needs to be this way.
And then Angie came back.
And I was like, Dad, like, what are you going to do? Like, you're just going to annul the marriage, right? And he was like, we'll see. And then they just stayed married. And I was like, I guess people just love calling the cops.
Would you say Angie is Vanderpump adjacent?
Yeah, actually, because she ended up working as a waitress at like various restaurants, and I think now works at like an IHOP somewhere in Oklahoma. So,
with
like,
dreams of being famous?
No, I don't think so.
Would you say you and your glamour shots as a teenager were Vanderpump adjacent? For just a period?
Maybe like my ambitions towards modeling when I was 19 were Vanderpump adjacent because the pictures were so bad that it was like.
Have you seen them, Patreon users?
No, but you know what?
That's a great gift for
Patreon. I will post some of my modeling photos that are very Vanderpump-esque on the Patreon for my Patreon subscribers for you guys to see what it is I'm talking about.
It's really wild.
They're wild.
But amazing. You should make a calendar.
Yeah, I should.
Like Freckle did.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You actually should.
Yeah, I will. Buy it. Jack says he sleeps on the couch because, quote, I'm not going to get in bed with the devil. And then Stassi goes, I am the devil. And don't you forget it.
She's a bitch to the girls, but like that was just so canned.
That was like a line.
And you're like, Larry, like, oh, please.
It's a TV line.
Yeah. And I'm like, also like, do you really think that? Like, it's almost like she was like,
no,
pooping she it out.
Yeah. I mean, she's saying sound bites to get like more airtime, but like you see as the season goes on, like how, and like as the show goes on, how insecure she really is. Like she's all talk, no action.
No action.
Like she takes what kills me is she. Who's she dating so now? She was dating this horrible guy, Patrick, but they're broken up, and now she dates this like kind of cute guy named Bo. I think she's best when she's in control of whoever she's dating, and so now she's dating a guy that clearly she's like the claws are sunk into, and she's the one in the driver's
seat.
And
he's got no backbone; he's just ready to take it.
Yeah, he's hot, which is good, but he like seems just kind of hot and dumb, and like willing to do whatever she says.
Dumb is a no-go for me.
Dumb is a true no-go. I mean, get out of the car if you're dumb.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did and I will. I'll continue to get out of the car if someone's dumb. I can't take it. Like, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I need you to bring the laws or bring the laws out of me. And if you're not doing, or at least be like smart and interesting and intense about something.
I have a few people in my life that are no lawlers that are, you know that they're smart. Because of their pedigree or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're just also like, they never say anything that is interesting. And then I question sometimes, I'm like, why am I here again? And I have like a mirror moment.
Mm-hmm.
On the side note.
It's just like, there are people that'll say interesting things or like, you're like, oh my God, you're smart. And like, I can learn stuff from you. And that's intriguing. And like, we can have one conversation or three conversations and like, are we going to hang out again? Maybe not. Like, will I call you? No. Will you call me? Maybe, but I won't answer. Like, we'll text for a long time and like, we'll never.
I lured you in on that hike.
Truly connect. But like, you're a no lol and that's like, it is what it is. But like, I can't, with a dumb, it's like, there's nowhere I can go.
See,
with a
I
dumb,
can
dumb.
Deal with a no lol. I can if there's a lull nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're enjoying the lulls that the other is providing or I am providing or you are providing
if
or whatever.
If they're supporting your lulls.
And they're supporting it, but there's someone else to create with you lulls. If it's just one-on-one, like a desert, Sahara.
I would rather
like
be alone
parched,
on...
lawless land. Then it's really, really hard to make it 10 minutes, as you well know. It's hard to make it through lunch. The only thing I can do with real non-lawyers is go to the movies because you don't have to talk.
Yeah.
And then you're like, that was good. And you're like, see you later.
If you had to get stuck on a desert island with a cast member from this episode of Vanderpump Rules, who would you choose?
Courtney.
I love that. She's a massage therapist too, so she can massage.
Yeah.
That's chill.
She would totally massage.
Although, I think I choose Courtney too.
TBD on whether she's actually that much fun. I might actually pick Lisa because I feel like I could like really like pick her weird brain.
Yeah. I think you and Lisa could get along.
Yeah. I'd give her some advice on interiors and like we'd talk about it on a desert island and be like, well, too bad we can't do that.
You're like, how about no more distress stuff? And she's like, sure, if we get off of this island, I would love to go explore mid-century modern.
Yeah, I'd love to bring her on a mid-century journey.
So are you going to watch more episodes of the show?
I am, and I'm in, and I'm on the community. If you're not in the community on Facebook, get in.
Yeah.
Because it brought me here today.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's one member
who I believe
is named Hillary, but I'm not sure. We have to check her name. Who made an incredible... When I knew that there was content adjacent to Vanderpump Rules content... Also, side note, when you were all saying VPR, the first few times I read it, I thought you guys were talking about vapors.
I love that. You're like, so many vapors.
I know. It's like they're like, people really have to vape. But then I realized, because, you know, I'm a little slow sometimes too. But when I saw Hillary's, or I hope that's her name, amazing 26-page PowerPoint presentation about how Lord and Jack Antonoff are together and it really goes deep, then I knew that this community was for me.
Yeah.
Because it's not just about vapors.
No.
It's not just about VPR.
No. You love people that speak their truth.
I love to speak a truth.
And make content.
It's gotten me in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when I spoke my truth about Taylor Swift. How do we summarize? Okay,
who's your favorite and who's your least favorite?
From the first episode?
Yeah.
It's tough because I've said Courtney a bunch and I want to say it again, but I know you want a key player.
Yeah, who's your favorite key player? What? Okay, I have a better question. What would make you come back for more? What's drawing you in?
To be honest, Sheena's music career is truly intriguing to mm-hmm. me. What draws me in the most is Sheena's music career. I want to know more. I want to know whether she keeps being told to do porn sounds.
Mm-hmm.
I actually want to hear a song with like a melody too. She has a where the melody is.
She has a show that happens in this season.
Ooh.
Where she performs. Well,
that's a definite, like, I'll hang around for yeah. that. I'm into that.
And what's like your least favorite? What are you like just don't care
I'm
about?
I'm going to say right now that Katie isn't doing a lot for me.
She's very moment. She's so behind the scenes, truly like up through until season five almost. Like she's around.
She and Tom Schwartz are they together?
Yeah, they're
it's
together.
Them
they're
as a couple
now.
Really just bring nothing in the first episode.
They continue to bring nothing for years until they bring the darkest shit ever. And you're like, oh my God, their relationship is fucked. But then you're kind of like glad that they're marrying each other because you're like, at least you're taking each other off the market. And like, none of us have to worry about fucking you or being involved with you. But it's like, you never really realize how deep and dark it goes until like season five with them. And by that time, you're like, no.
I feel... like the most compelling character for me is definitely Sheena.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then followed by, just because I'm horny, Jax.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not really that compelling. There's not really a story there yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to see how bitchy Stassi gets.
Mm-hmm.
That name also.
She gets incredibly bitchy, like season one and two.
And then I want to see the fall.
Yeah.
That's another arc. And I'm being spoiled a little bit because I'm with the queen of Pumped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know it all.
Mm-hmm.
So you're letting me know that, like, she has a fall, which is already peaking me right there.
Yeah.
You let me know there's a Sheena concert coming. I'm getting more and more into it. I'm going to stream. Bye.
Love.
Yeah.
Well, I know that I look forward to, and I'm sure I can speak confidently on behalf of the community.
Really hope you guys welcome me.
That everyone's excited for your foray into this madness.
God, it's going to take me a while, I'm not going to lie, to get through 7 seasons.
I think you'll be good. You're going on tour soon, so.
That's true.
You have a lot of time. Yeah, you should download ahead of time, and then you can catch up on everything Pump Rules, and I expect copious updates.
Oh, and God, if the interiors never change, I know, because we did this a year ago.
Yeah.
And...
same
still
old,
a nightmare.
Same old. Tell everyone, plug yourself.
Some deals?
Yeah. Give a deal plug yourself or just tell people where they can find you.
You guys, come on. I'm in a band. It's called Grizzly Bear. I'm playing the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh my God, I just got tickets.
You did?
Yeah.
But the good ones aren't released yet.
Well,
whatever. I guess you can sell them.
Sources.
Oh, interesting.
I got like a garden box seat. And so now we're going to like picnic and like do it
so
up.
So fun.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Wait, hold on. Where were we going?
I was just saying, like, talk about yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyways, this is my second time on the show. It's what I'm most known for is being a guest on SUP.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also in a band called Grizzly Bear. It's great. You should listen
check
it to
out.
It for free. Everything's free.
Okay.
Lara's a fan.
I'm
she
a
came
fan.
To one of our shows in 2005, long before we were friends.
2007. Long before we were friends. And...
Had a wild night.
Was so excited to be seeing Grizzly Bear. Saw them a ton of times before we actually became friends.
Yeah.
And then eventually I fully infiltrated and then was in a Grizzly Bear music video.
Yeah.
So this just goes to show.
Although it took a little bit. There was a moment where you arrived at my party and you saw that I was not having your leather fringe.
It took a moment for us to fully become friends with each other because Ed wanted to judge me and he thought that he could reject my laws, but then I knew the moment that my laws won him over.
I did not want to judge or reject the laws. It was too big a party. I couldn't experience the laws. I needed a one-on-one hike.
But then we eventually got to the point we are now, and then I was in the music video because I asked him multiple times that I was like,
but also you just needed to be in that
and I
video.
Needed to be in it.
I needed you to
and
be in it.
Yeah, the rest is history. And basically, the message is...
You can find me on Instagram. I'm EDROSTE. My stories are lols.
Yeah. He's a loller.
I'm a loller.
Check it out.
Someday I'll maybe make it on Babe.
TBD.
Never know.
We'll see.
It's another episode.
Thank you so much down this wild road with me.
It was really wild and... I just feel like it opened a lot of doors for me and I'm excited about that. And it may sound like I'm being sarcastic, but I'm not even kidding. I'm really discovering.
No, you're
and
discovering.
I'm also
and you
like,
love it.
I walk away, if anything, with at least someone new that I can have a little shiver penis moment too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great.
Yeah.
Anytime you add someone to the roster of your mind,
that's all
of shiver.
That's all we ever want.
A tremble moment.
Something to
shiver and tremble.
Something
too.
To shrimble.
Something to. Orgasm too.
Something to tremble for.
Yeah.
Something that gives you a little tingle in your mingle.
And I can't. What season does he join?
Not until like 3.
Oh, I've got some time.
You have some work to do.
But they knew what they saw. They found
yeah,
them and they
he's
knew
like
what they found.
Like a fine wine. It just gets better and better with age.
Anyways,
all right. Thank you.
Keep it real out there, everybody.
Bye. This episode of the Sexy Unique podcast was brought to you by the following premium sponsors. Meredith Good and Lori Wheat. Thanks to you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know I know I'm feeling, cause I know I know.